Cyprus banks reopen.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Banks in Cyprus have just reopened for the first time in 2 weeks, although there are tough restrictions on just how much cash customers can withdraw and what they can do with that money once they have it. The BBC's Rob Young is outside a bank in Nicosia, Cyprus, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what's happening where you are right now?
Well, I'm outside a branch of Laiki Bank in the center of Nicosia. That's the second largest lender on the island, the one which is being wound down as part of the international bailout deal that was agreed at the beginning of this week. There are about 30 or so customers waiting to go through the doors. The opening of the bank has been delayed, it seems, but the mood in the queue is very calm. People are politely exchanging stories of why they're here queuing for the bank to open. There is no sense of panic or of anger with the authorities. Most people are pretty stoical about it, really.
Although I bet that most of them are not going to be making deposits into the bank.
I have met one guy who was going to deposit a check. Of course, he's hoping to turn that into cash, into liquid funds. You're right, people are here to draw money out. There is a daily limit on the amount of cash that individuals can withdraw of 300 euros. One lady I spoke to in the queue has been here for a couple of weeks. She's over from New York. She only bought a one-way ticket, so she's been waiting for a week and a half now to buy her return ticket. So she's got to come for 3 days in a row to withdraw up to 900 euros so that she can buy her airfare to get home.
And do people that you're talking to in Cyprus think that this was the right medicine for their problems?
Well, people here got a real fright when the European authorities and the leadership of Cyprus discussed publicly taking a levy from the savings of everybody on the island from banks. And so they regard the capital controls, as they're called, as sensible, because people want to see the sector not only survive but thrive again.
The BBC's Rob Young in Nicosia, Cyprus, for us this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.